Meanwhile, at least 3.8 million high school seniors are missing their graduation this year. After 4 years of hard work, students craving recognition and closure got some last night as Olympians, presidents, and pop stars celebrated their achievements in a live simulcast event across TV networks and social media platforms. NPR's Catherine Whalen attended along with everyone else from her living room.
All across the country, the class of 2020 gathered in front of their screens as a part of the Graduate Together live event. And they had a pretty impressive keynote speaker.
You know, all those adults that you used to think were in charge and knew what they were doing? Turns out they don't have all the answers.
Amid a global pandemic, former President Barack Obama addressed high school seniors with some pretty pointed remarks.
Doing what feels good, what's convenient, what's easy, that's how little kids think. Unfortunately, a lot of so-called grown-ups, including some with fancy titles and important jobs, still think that way, which is why things are so screwed up.
Obama got the gig a month ago. It started with an invitation from Lincoln Debenham, a senior from Los Angeles who tweeted at the former president.
Just thinking, wow, this guy has been president for most of my generation's education. Who better than him?
Debenham's tweet went viral, and Obama wasn't the only one who saw it. NBA star LeBron James was also looking for a way to honor this year's seniors. James hosted the Graduate Together event and brought lots of other celebrities on board. Comedian Kamel Nanjiani addressed seniors from a virtual island in a video game called Animal Crossing.
Thanks for inviting me to your island.
It's the first time I've worn pants in weeks. I'm lying, I'm not wearing any pants under this robe.
Most stars took a more traditional route. The list of speakers at the event included Nobel Peace Prize winner Malala Yousafzai.
Like all of you, I'm also missing my graduation ceremony this year.
As well as soccer star Megan Rapinoe.
Take the torch and leave your mark. Plant your stake in the ground and build the future that you want.
Musician Bad Bunny gave his speech in Spanish, while Santa Ana, California graduate Priscilla Arceo, her school's valedictorian, noted she will be the first in her family to attend university.
We're all facing our own challenges as a generation, as a community, and as a planet. But I know we can overcome them.
LeBron James thanked the class of 2020 for their sacrifice.
You should have had a real graduation, I know. But you made a sacrifice and you did that to keep your community safe and healthy. On behalf of all of us, thank you.
Catherine Whalen, NPR News.
It's something unpredictable, but in the end, it's right.